Go ahead and call the committee to order. Time is 13 minutes after 2 p.m., April 14th, 2012. With me today is Co-Chair Hoffman, Senator Thomas, Senator Reagan, and myself, Stedman. We're going to run through some bills in second reading, eight of them on the list, but I think one of them is
first hearing.
So first up, House Bill 56 by Representative Gatto and Gruenberg, including arson and crimes of a conspiracy. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time this morning. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. Rep. Gruenberg, what is this bill?
The bill adds first and second degree arson to the crime of conspiracy. First degree arson is causing a fire or an explosion to property that endangers somebody. Second degree arson is burning a building or exploding a building. And this is something that's essential because arson is so difficult to prosecute and will enable us to get to the real perpetrators for insurance fraud, things like that.
We have three fiscal notes in your packet, 2-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Law and Public and the Department of Public Safety, one indeterminate fiscal note from the Department of Corrections. We previously had public testimony, the will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move to certify this committee, move House Bill 56 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Do we have objection with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note? Seeing none, we'll move the bill to the next committee of referral. Next up, House Bill 56 by Representative Tammy Wilson regarding land transfer from the State of Alaska Railroad. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time this morning. Today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. We have representation from Representative Wilson's office. If you could briefly state what this bill is, please.
Yes. For the record, Brent Vershinsky, staff to Representative Tammy Wilson. This bill restores a reversionary property rights to property owners along the Allison Spur Line, and it corrects some of the Alaska Railroad Transfer Act legislation that was passed in 2003.
Okay, we have two fiscal notes in your packet. 1-0 fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development. One indeterminate fiscal note from the Department of Natural Resources. We previously had public testimony. Will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee move CS for House Bill 146 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move it on to the next committee of referral. House Bill 304 by Representative Johnson regarding the Alaska Fire Standards Council is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time this morning. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. With us is a representative from Representative Johnson's office. She can introduce herself for the record and briefly tell us what this bill does.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Erin Shine and I am staff to Representative Craig Johnson. House Bill 304 makes three changes to the existing membership of the Alaska Fire Standards Council.
Right. We have one fiscal note from the Department of Public Safety for $2,200 in increased travel costs. We've previously had public testimony. Any questions on the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate move House Bill 304 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll send it on to the next committee of referral. Next up, House Bill 337 by Representative Thompson, regarding the Board of Architects, Engineers, and Surveyors. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time this morning. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. And we have representation from Representative Thompson's office. If she could briefly tell us what this bill does, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Lynette Burge, staff member for Representative Thompson. House Bill 337 revises the statutes to designate a full-time investigator rather than part-time to serve the AELS board.
There's one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development for $114,900 in receipt supported services for a full-time investigator. Do we have any questions on the bill? Will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass House Bill 337 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill to the next committee referral.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, House Bill 365 by the House Resource Committee regarding aquatic invasive species. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time this morning. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. Representative Seaton, what do we have here, please?
Thank you. Representative Paul Seaton, District 35. House Bill 365 gives the Department of Fish and Game the ability to rapidly respond to aquatic invasive species.
Okay, we have five fiscal notes in your packet, 3-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Health and Social Services, one fiscal note from the Department of Natural Resources for $84,200 in general funds for the costs associated with one temporary position to help develop a rapid response plan in FY13. One fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game for $489,200 in general funds to facilitate the implementation of rapid response plans and public meetings. We've previously had public testimony. Do we have questions? Roll of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass CS Frost Bill 365 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move to the next committee of referral. Next up, House Bill 204 by Representative Fairclough regarding the State Procurement Code. This is the second hearing on this bill. We first heard it on April 13th. And the intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. Representative Fairclough, what do we have here?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Representative Fairclough, Eagle River, Alaska. This updates Alaska's procurement code.
And there is 1-0 fiscal note from the Department of Administration. We previously had public testimony. Do we have any questions? Will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass House Bill 204 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral with a attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move it to the next committee referral. Next up, House Bill 205 by Representative Fairclough regarding public procurement. This is the second hearing on this bill. We first heard it for the first time April 13th. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. HB 205 streamlines the procurement process and updates other statute.
And we have any questions? We have 2-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development and the Department of Administration. We've previously had public testimony. Any questions? Seeing none, the will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass House Bill 205 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move it to the next committee referral. Next up, House Bill 196 by Representative Edgman regarding bulk fuel loans. This is the first hearing on this bill. The intent today is to have the sponsor introduce the bill, take public testimony.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
And then
decide what we're going to do. Representative Edgman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Bryce Edgman, House District 37. House Bill 196 consolidates the two rural fuel loans into the Division of Community Regional Affairs. It's supported by the administration. It has 0 fiscal notes.
There are 3 fiscal notes for the Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development, drafted by the House Finance Committee. 2 fiscal notes showing a transfer of $53.6 million from the Alaska Energy Authority and the Division of Investments. 1 fiscal note from the Division of Community and Regional Affairs for $163,000 in general funds, which is currently in the FY13 operating budget. Do we have any questions? Do we have anybody signed up in the room to testify? Anybody call in? Any questions from the committee? We have 2 people scratched that respond to questions, but we have no questions. Well, with that enthusiasm, let's go right to the will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass CS House Bill 196 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill on first reading after we've had a public hearing, individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
None, we'll move it to the next committee of referral. We will stand at ease. We'll come back from recess. You guys have played enough today. Time is 4:34.
Yep.
Exactly. April 14th, 2012. We're back from recess. We've got one item up. House Bill 286, GO Bonds for Ports. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time April 13th. We also heard the Senate companion, Senate Bill 163, on April 9th. The intent today is to adopt a committee substitute. Look to the will of the committees. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion to adopt committee substitute version E?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for CS for House Bill 286 / E as our working document.
And I'll object for explanation. Mr. Eiler.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Weston Eiler, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. Speaking to the changes, Mr. Chairman, the CS before the committee this evening adds two projects to the section of the bill that I'll discuss and makes one elimination. There is no change in the total amount put before voters as part of the general obligation transportation bond. Speaking to the changes, Mr. Chairman, in version E, beginning on page 2 of the bill, section 3, line 11, the amount is changed from $191.4 million to $195.4 million. Continuing down to line 20, Mr. Chairman, a project is added for Emonic Port Improvements of $3 million. On line 22, Mr. Chairman, another project is added for Hooper Bay Boat Harbor Improvements, Boat Harbor of $1 million. Mr. Chairman, continuing to page 3, a change is made in section 4, line 10, replacing the total amount for the section for the Department of Transportation to $258.5 million, a change of $4 million from what was in the previous CS of $254.5 million. And, Mr. Chairman, the deletion that was made from this section was on line 27 of the previous CS. It was $4 million for Port Clarence access improvements. So, Mr. Chairman, there's a change in the totals for the two sections, but there's no net change in the overall CS. These substitutions have been agreed to by the delegations from Western Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Eiler. I'll remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Do you have a further objection?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'll remove my adoption. My objection to the adoption of the CS. We have the bill version E in front of us. Senator Olson, did you have a comment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you for the consideration of the projects out in my district, and that we are indeed the people that decide where the appropriations go. With that, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And could we have Karen Rayfield come forward, please? Ms. Rayfield, if you could introduce yourself for the record, of course, and then maybe speak to the bill real quick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Karen Rayfield with the Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Chairman, want to thank the committee for your work on the GO bond bill and for your consideration of the projects that were in the original version of the bill. And we do appreciate your help, so thanks.
Okay. I think we brought the bill back before us in agreement with the body and with review along the way of the administration, with no surprises to either one of the three interested parties. We have 1-0 fiscal note from the Department of Revenue. We previously had public testimony. Will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass Senate CS for CS for House Bill 286 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations. We have
an accompanying fiscal note.
Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. That concludes our business today, although I will stand the committee in recess just in case something was to come up this evening. But I expect it not to, so we're scheduled for 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We are in recess.